Therefore, there is no what? Condemnation. No condemnation to those that are in Christ. But preacher, you don't know what I've done. No, I don't. But Jesus does. Right. And he said, my sin, my blood can forgive it. Amen. I've died. If you'll come to me in faith, I've died for that sin. No condemnation. The devil will try to condemn you, but you say, no, devil, I'm worse than what you say, but I'm covered in the blood of Jesus. And there's no condemnation for me in Jesus. So when Jesus said, it is finished, he was saying that the reconciliation between God and man has been accomplished, that he has done everything necessary for us to have eternal life, to have forgiveness of sins in Jesus. Everything. You can't add to it, not one thing. We just receive it by faith. It was a word of victory. It is finished. Stop trying to earn God's favor. It's been accomplished. Stop living under a sense of condemnation. He's paid the price. Stop trying to earn peace with God. You already have it in Jesus. Start living in the power of the resurrection. Because that's how we know God accepted his sacrifice. It's because God raised him from the dead. He conquered death. Who was declared the Son of God with power. How? By the resurrection from the dead. No man could have come alive from the grave, because sin's power is death. But Jesus was sinless, and he conquered death, and he is alive today. Muhammad is not alive today. Buddha Gautama is not alive today. Confucius is not alive today. Jesus and Jesus alone is alive today. He is a living Savior. And he says, all who will call upon me will be saved. He says, come unto me, all you who are weak and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Come to me. He says, I'm the fountain of life. Come to me and drink. Anyone, everyone. If you desire Jesus more than anything, if you desire to have your sins wiped away and to have a place in heaven for eternity, if you desire to have a real, true purpose in life, if you desire to have a love relationship with Jesus, you can. You can. Jesus said, all who come to me, I'll in no wise cast anyone out. He has open arms for any and all who will come. Will you come to Jesus today? If you've not come to him before, will you come today? Preacher, I don't understand what I need to do. Well, you just come down here. I'll tell you everything you need to know. You just want Jesus. You just be willing to say, I surrender. I believe he did everything necessary. He accomplished my salvation. I'm going to put my faith in what he's done, not in anything I can do. And I'm going to surrender to him as my Lord, my King, my boss. That's your heart's desire. We're going to give you an opportunity to respond this morning. Stand together.